I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here's your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking today about customer service and the fact that it is about serving. And it's easy to think of customer service as a strategic imperative for a successful business or as a department within a business. And it is definitely that. But the act of customer service, and I don't care if this is at a fast food restaurant or in a consulting firm or any kind of a business at all, the moment it takes place is something far beyond the mere return on investment. It's an opportunity to make someone else feel important, that they matter. It's really a divine appointment. That moment of serving a customer in any capacity is in itself a ministry, and it has meaning. And it's so good when we realize that, because so many of our businesses or the operations we run involve service. And if we don't understand what a beautiful moment that is, we don't get to experience that joy.
You know, one awesome thing about the Christian life, Pat, it doesn't have to look different on the outside to be completely different on the inside. Think about this. You can be doing the same customer service as anybody else, but if you just add a little bit of intentionality that I'm going to make this an opportunity for me to become more like Jesus, to transform my heart and mind, to actually love the person in front of me. Not only you'll probably do it better than the person who's not thinking that and acting with that much intentionality, but even if it looks exactly the same, on the inside, you've suddenly found yourself on a different track through life. It's an incredible spiritual journey. And I love Philippians 2, where St. Paul says, let the same mind be in you that was in Jesus Christ, who, though he was in the form of God, did not deem equality with God something to be grasped, but emptied himself, took the form of a slave. Paul's challenging you to take on not just different activities, but a different mindset. But you develop a different mindset. And by the way, this mindset of service is a key to joy. You develop a different mindset just by putting a little intentionality behind the things you're already doing.
Gosh, Paul said the form of a slave. Mm. And you know, I remember, Chris, when I was a kid, in high school, I was a busboy. And that's a very service-oriented, you know, I would put their people's food in doggy bags and I would pick up their dirty dishes and all that. And I have to admit, there was times I just loved it when I did something for somebody else. And I was so anonymous to them, but they just thanked me and they smiled and they appreciated it. That felt so big and so wonderful. And I have to say, for those people that work in professions where they don't get to experience that transactional moment of service, it's a real loss. Mm. And so let's pray about how we can establish that in our lives and understand that and make ourselves in service and slaves to others, because that's what Jesus did for us.
Yeah, let's pray. Lord Jesus, help us to take on your mindset in whatever daily grind you put us in every day, so that in the midst of it, we find an incredible spiritual journey. We find joy. We find our true selves. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.